This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, and I am Maimon Elbaz. Baruch Hashem, we started Torah shows about 28 years ago, and we're proud of the new Mishnah's Chaim program. Sponsors are welcome. Today's Mishnah is in Seder Moed, and we will be presenting this in honor of my dear friend Erez Ovadia. May Hashem bench him to make chatunot soon for his children. The Mishnah is located in Masechet Beita, first Mishnah of the Masechet. Two topics: if an egg hatches on Yom Tov, may it be eaten? And second, how much yeast and chametz is really the Isser Doraita of Bayira and Bayimatze? Okay, so starts the Mishnah. Beya shenolda b'Yom Tov. If an egg is born or hatched on Yom Tov, Beita shenolda b'Yom Tov. So now there's a big machloket, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, because we have a rule that something that was not prepared for use before Shabbat or Yom Tov is lacking hachana, it's lacking that it wasn't muchan, prepared for use. Therefore, it's mukset. So Beit Shammai omim teachel. Beit Shammai says it's not a problem. And Beit Hillel omim lo teachel. Beit Hillel says it's a problem. So obviously, Beit Hillel holds that's not considered prepared. I guess Beit Shammai says it's technically prepared because in your mind you know that, you know, the egg that's in that chicken is prepared for me. But Beit Hillel says no. So if let's say you're served that egg on Yom Tov, the halacha like Beit Hillel is don't eat that egg. All right? Simply said, because it wasn't prepared. Now, really you have to know that Beit Hillel was talking about a case where Yom Tov came out on a Sunday. So Beit Hillel was worried that since it became prepared on Shabbat, because believe it or not, Chazal knew exactly how long it takes to produce an egg, and I think scientifically I checked, it's about 20 hours. So since it was really prepared on Shabbat, so that's why Beit Hillel says, no, sirree, you can't have Shabbat prepared for Yom Tov. So Beit Hillel stretched his shita all the way to even when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, Friday. He treats them all as if it was the day of Yom Tov after Shabbat. So just like in the case where Shabbat was before Yom Tov, you can't prepare from Shabbat to Yom Tov. So same thing here. Even if it comes out on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, low plug. He says if you're going to start letting a person eat an egg that's hatched on a Tuesday of Yom Tov because it was prepared on Monday, so then the guy might end up eating it on a Sunday when it was really prepared on Shabbat. I hope you're following here what's going on. Okay, so that is the discussion here about an egg that was hatched on Yom Tov. As we see that the production was about one day, and therefore it was produced on Shabbat, and therefore on Sunday you can't eat it. And he extends his chumrah Beit Hillel even to an egg that was hatched later on in the week. Okay, so that is the chumrah of Beit Hillel. Now we have a new topic in the Mishnah. Regarding chametz, we know you're not allowed to eat even a drop, even a mashu. But how much is someone punished if he has it in the house? Let's say he left a piece of macaroni under the couch. So what is the real shiur for Bayira and Bayimatze? That is the discussion of this part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to say again, Machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai omrim su'or b'kizayit. Beit Shammai says when it comes to yeast, sourdough, we're very strict. Even a kizayit of it is going to be oyver and Bayira b'yimatze, because that can make other pieces of dough chametz. V'chametz b'chakot tavet. But Beit Shammai holds when it comes to chametz only if it's the size of a date, which is much larger than an olive. So he's more makel than beitel over here. So some say the reason we bring this down, even though it doesn't have to do with the previous part of the Mishnah, is because we're showing here examples where Beit Shammai was actually lenient more than Beit Hillel. In the case of the egg, he let you have the egg that was hatched on Yom Tov, unlike Beit Hillel that was Machmer. And over here also, he's more Mekel, and he says the size of Chametz is the size of a date, whereas Beit Hillel holds is the size of an olive. So you see, he was more lenient. Beit Hillel omrim zav zabekezayit. Beit Hillel says the Yisur would be if it's the size of an olive. And we have a picture here of a date. As you can see, an olive is about, let's say, an inch or an inch and a half. And a date is about 2 or 3 inches. So therefore, Beit Shammai is lenient and says you'd only be over if you had chametz the size of a date. Thank you for listening to the Mishnah. If you'd like to sponsor, it's only $36. If you do bulk, you get it for $26. But whatever the story is, thank you, Hashem, for giving me such a zechut to teach Yiddish and Kinder every day. Torah Anytime is doing marvelous work. May my parents, may Melas Yosher for everyone, and Tizku L'mitzvot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.